Shout Hosanna! Shall we lift up our two hands, everyone, and give glory to God for the privilege to be in His presence today? Give Him thanks and praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have given thanks. He said, "Be ye not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience obtain the promises, inherit the promises." So we have scriptural examples here and there on how to make the most of our walk with God. We also have contemporary examples that show us what it takes to walk with God. I pray that no one will lose his birthright to temporary pleasure. In 1977, I got a word from the Lord through the ministry of A.W. Tozer in his book, The Pursuit of God. And I saw him quoted from Psalm 68 and 63, verse 8. "My soul followeth hard after thee, O God, and thy right hand upholdeth me." And the Lord said to me, "The harder you follow me, the higher you fly." Do you know, following hard brought us to Canaan land? Following what? It didn't make any common sense. Following hard brought us here. And we stepped in here, we start soaring higher by the day. Grace to keep following, no matter how hard it may appear, receive it now. May you never miss where your blessing is waiting. Following hard brought us out of Kaduna. We're having a good time there. Grace was pouring down from heaven. But following hard said, "Okay, go down." Wherever God tells you to go, it's not down, it's up. Following hard brought us out of the pleasures of triumph in Kaduna into Lagos. And to a place I won't like to go anyway. But that's God's agenda. And grace came down. And the grace at Rajoba was enough to keep us there for life. And following hard brought us to the forest. And it became a wonderland. Grace to keep following Jesus without looking back, without reservation. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Lord, give me an encounter today. The kind that only you can do. Come on now, go ahead and pray. Give me an encounter today, the kind that only you can make happen. Give me an encounter with your word today. Open up a new chapter to my life by your word today. Let the grace for tireless followership rest upon my life. Thank you, Father. On this covenant day of vengeance, God, show yourself. Show yourself in my favor. Show yourself in my behalf. On this covenant day of vengeance, rewrite my story today. Rewrite the story of my family. Rewrite the story of my children. Rewrite the story of my grandchildren. Rewrite the story of my spouse. Rewrite the story of my lineage.
Let every curse be crushed today and crushed forever. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. I have dominion. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. And please, you may be seated. And let me welcome you again to this prophetic service and to let you know God will make today a day you will never forget in a hurry. Because something will burst open in your favor today. That long-term siege will be as if it never existed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Remember, God still works wonders through praise. It's a prophetic focus for the month. And you are free to add today. God still works wonders through praise today. So it's ongoing. It's never ending. Every truth of scriptures is valid for all times. For all times. It's settled in heaven forever. It lives and abides forever. Every truth of God's word is valid for all times and remains applicable to whosoever believes. Valid for all times. Valid for all times. Heaven and earth may pass away, but not a jot of my word will go unfulfilled. Every truth of God's script, of God's word, is valid for all times and remains applicable to whosoever believes. Remember, Jesus, the living word, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so, the word of God, is same yesterday, today, and forever. So, God still works wonders through praise today. God still works wonders through praise today. So, don't be an onlooker. Be a full-blown partaker. It's time to praise Him in the midst of the congregation. Don't care, nobody's looking at you. Just dance to please God like Herodias' daughter did. And the king said, ask me anything to the half of my kingdom and it's yours. He said, I swear, you have danced and pleased me. You have danced your way into favor unlimited. So step into it. Glory to God. And our teaching series is engaging the power of praise for supernatural turnaround. That means there are turnaround virtues embedded in the mystery of praise. Then when you engage in praise according to the rules, you unleash those turnaround virtues and they bring about turnaround experiences in your life and my life. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, there shall not be fruits in the vine, the fruit, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, and the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I know the rule of the game. I know what it takes to invoke a turnaround. I will joy in the God of my salvation. And the Lord will step into my affairs. He will make my feet like hinds' feet and get me up upon my higher places. Now, that is a clear demonstration of the turnaround power in praise. Turnaround power in praise. Turnaround power in praise. Turnaround power in praise. Particularly praise that is out of season. We are to obey God in season and out of season. When there is nothing that seems to be happening, I will rejoice and be glad in thee. I will rejoice and be glad. And I'll lift up my voice to sing praise to the Lord. This is the day he has made. They say, this man must be mad. Can you imagine? That's it. We had a very interesting experience in one of those cities in the east. We were out there for a crusade, and then we had already hired the systems we were going to use instead of carrying stuff from Kaduna. All agreement was in place, everything was sorted. And 30 minutes to the time, they said they are not giving us again. 30 minutes, so there was no opportunity to make any other arrangement. 30 minutes. I'm so difficult to discourage. God's grace upon my life makes me difficult to be discouraged. They told me, I said, praise the Lord. But we are going there. No public assistance, but we are going there. So we went there and we saw quite a few people because of campaign of calamity, wherever. So I called them, join your hands now. I preached to them while praying. Praise God. You know, preaching and praying at the same time. And so we got back to the hotel afterwards. And I said, if anybody complains, that will be the last crusade we ever hold. Let's praise them. So we began to praise them. I said, by the next time we come to this city, there will be no room for anybody to sit. The next time we hit the place, people were sitting down at 12 noon for a 6 p.m. meeting. You don't know the meaning of turnaround. All this complaining and murmuring, they are complicating and messing up your case. In everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. People like to give thanks for things that have happened. Yes, we are told to do that. Ephesians 5 verse 20. It says giving thanks for everything. But in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18, in everything, give thanks. That's the will of God. And after you have done the will of God, you obtain the promise. Please understand that complaints may appeal to man's compassion. It turns God's back on you. The people complain and it displeased God. God had it. And it displeased the Lord, and the Lord had it, and his anger was kindled. You know that. Now, so complaints may attract the mercy of man. It turns God's back on you. That with all I'm doing for you, to complain is your only response. I kept watch over you. You would have died 3 years ago. They came back again to look for you the year after. They came back the following year three times. And they say, what have you done for me? Okay. Now do it for yourself. You don't even know when they came. So you attack them. Please understand this mystery. If you don't want to die in your valley, then the Lord will make my feet like hinds' feet and get me up over my high places. No one will remain in the valley from today. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Give the Lord a shout of praise. I once stated, anytime you don't know what else to do about any situation in your life, praise is what to do. When you don't know what else to do about any issue of your life, praise is what to do. Because as you praise him, he steps in and he always knows what to do. He inhabits the praise of his people. When you don't know what else to do, praise is what to do. And God will take over that battle and give you the victory without a strife. It's your turn for a change. Engage in the power of praise for supernatural turnaround. Now, number one, God takes over our battles through praise. We are talking about how praise provokes supernatural turnaround. Praise is a medium through which God takes over our battles and gives us clean victory without a batch on our lives. Ezekiel said, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are on the Jehoshaphat place. We don't know what to do, but our eyes are on thee. We have no power or might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are on thee. He said, okay. Then the prophetic word came, and he said in verse 17, you shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself in praise, and what the salvation of your God, which he will show you today. And God came down as they began to sing and to praise. Verse 22. He set ambushment against their enemies, and they were all smitten, and not one of them escaped. And when Judah rose up in the morning and looked towards the host, behold, they were all dead men falling down to the ground, and none escaped. So praise makes you a spectator in your battle. You are not fighting, yet you are winning, because somebody has taken over your battle. Now, today, your God is taking over your battle. I said, your God is taking over your battle. And God is turning you to a spectator in your own battle. Somebody believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. You know, he said, I am the Lord, I chain not. Malachi 3:6. Whatever I did yesterday, he's still doing today. When the process is followed, as they began to sing and to praise, God came down. Your God is coming down for you through your high praises today. It's not just coming down, it's coming down to take over your battle. And when he stretches forth his hand, who can turn it back? When God takes over your battle, the battle is won. The battle is won. The battle is won. The battle is won. So I declare the battle of your life won today. As you successfully transfer that battle to God through the medium of high praises. Number two, how God triggers a turnaround through our praises. We saw how God rescued Paul and Silas from the wickedness of the wicked. Got them locked up in the prison. All the doors were fastened. They were going to bring them out to be slain. But they prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners had them. Acts 16:25 is not gentleman's praise, it's warfare praise. What do I call it? All the prisoners in the video cells had them. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind me. Victory today is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. They were singing and sweating. And then suddenly, the foundation of the prison was shaken. Immediately, all the doors were open. And everyone's bands were loosed. How do I know God came down? Psalm 99 verse 1. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. Every time God steps in, the earth trembles. The earth trembles. They praised God's manifest presence down, and the foundation of the prison was shaken. Immediately, all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loosed. Today, your praises will bring God down. the foundation of the prison where you have been held bound will be shaken. All the doors that shut you in will be open. And every bound on your hands and on your feet shall be loosed. You believe that? Let me hear your violent amen. Let me hear your violent amen. Number three, we saw beginning from Psalm 149 and verse 6. It said, let the high praise of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. What for? To execute vengeance. So God executes vengeance through the high praises of his people. Enough is enough. That suffering is over. That affliction is over. So high praises on the basis of the word of life executes vengeance upon our enemies. Verse 7 of the same scripture. To execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the people. To bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. To execute the judgment upon them, the judgment written, dishonor of all his sins. So engage with high praises today with your vengeance targets. Every gang up behind this incessant sickness and disease must go down today. Every gang up against my spiritual life must be leveled out today. Every gang up of hell against my business and career must crumble today. Every gang up against my marital settlement must clear the way today. Every gang up against my fruitfulness must give way today. Every force responsible for family crisis, pack out today, come back tomorrow, go away again, come back again, must go off today. Every broken home, all the force responsible for it must give up today. And every broken home shall be restored like a dream of the night. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be. Also we saw the walls, the impregnable walls of Jericho. This wall is said to have a breadth that can take 6 courses of chariots in a race. So even if it falls, it will still be a mountain. It will still be a wall. But the Bible said the walls of Jericho fell down flat. So every barrier between you and your promised land, you are just about arriving at your promised land that's flowing with milk and honey. Every barrier on your way will fall down flat. It didn't just fall down on its own. There was what they had to do for the walls to fall down. I believe the wall didn't fall. The wall sank. Because the Bible says everyone went straight before him. Joshua chapter 6 and verse 20. So the people shouted when the priest blew the trumpet. And it came to pass when the people had the sound of the trumpet. And the people shouted with a great shout. Not an ordinary shout. A great shout. That the wall fell down flat. So that the people went straight into the city. Every man straight before him. And they took the city. They didn't climb. There were no steps. The walls fell down flat. The walls sank at the shout of a great shout. I want to give God your great dance today. The barrier between you and your promised land will sink. and you will go straight before you to possess the land. Somebody believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. Remember, not just a shout, but a great shout. Let them praise him in the dance, not in a dance. The acceptable dance. Amen. Let them sing praises unto him with timbrel and harp. Now, and what will he do? He said, for the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Amen. You're dancing and God is beautifying you. Whatever makes anybody ask where is your God, God is turning to a testimony today. Let them praise him and they dance. Amen. And David danced with all his might. That's the dance. And David danced before the Lord with all his might. In spite of his royalty, he danced with all his might. And Micah put forth her mouth to mock him. And God silenced her with barrenness for life that had no answer. Every of your mocker we're going to silence today. Because you are going to dance your dance. You are dancing your dances. And God is responding with speed. To decorate you with beauty. And execute vengeance upon your enemy. Somebody believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. Lift up your right hand where you are. The day of vengeance has come in the camp of your enemies. Receive a fresh garment of praise for today. Where you are seated, just begin to say, I receive a new garment of praise. To dance to the point of pleasing God today. I'm dancing to please God, not to please anybody around me. I'm dancing to please God so I can assess all that he has in store for me this time. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Today is a covenant day of vengeance. The second and the last one for the year. In Mark chapter 8 and verse 22 to 25, Jesus met a blind man. They brought a blind man unto him. And Jesus parted and put on his eyes. He said, what do you see? He said, I see men as trees walking. Then he touched him a second time and made him to look up, and he was restored and saw every man clearly. In case you miss the first touch of vengeance, you won't miss this one. He has only a second touch. There is no third one. Amen. So whatever remains to establish your dominion over life situations and circumstances this year shall be delivered today. Just like last Sunday is our covenant day of open doors, the second and the last for the year. Whatever door resisted the first one must open up in the second one. There is no third touch. There is no third touch. Now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, this second touch of vengeance must answer in your favor. We had a testimony read in the second service of a woman that came here to see his son, and join the church. Meanwhile, he had suffered series of afflictions in the past. He will see a senior sister will come and flog her, and then the sickness and disease will well up. But after the covenant day of vengeance, the evil woman came up and she overpowered her and beat her to stupor and scratched the ground and buried her there. News came the second day. The evil woman had died. Amen. Every gang up of hell haunting your destiny will go down for you today. Every gang up of hell haunting your family, your spouse, your children, goes down for you today. Every gang up of hell haunting your career, your business, your spiritual life, goes down for you today. Somebody, a friend to one that was getting married, went to the people cooking and they said, my friend has sent me to come and assist and was going to poison the food for the ministers and the guests. And then suddenly, the God of vengeance struck and she began to tear her clothes and started confessing, I came here to poison the food. Today, whatever is put together to put you to shame, God will turn it back on their head. Oba Lori Aye, Lori Aye Atorun. Moju bareo, akodaye, asheda orun, okele yin o ni gbagbo, wa ba mi se. Today, God will silence your enemies. The wickedness of the wicked over your life shall come to an end. Very quickly, we are in the last days. And the last days are the days of God's vengeance. From Isaiah chapter 61, we saw God's former and later reign agenda or manifesto put together. And in verse 1 to verse 2a, where Jesus stopped in Luke chapter 4 verse 18 and gave the book back to the minister, represents the former reign. And the later reign began with and the day of vengeance of our God. So we are in the latter days and we are under the latter rain, and the day of vengeance of our God is the foundation of the latter rain. So as to comfort all that mourn. That means until vengeance answers, mourning continues. Sorrowing continues. Bitterness continues. To give unto them that mourn in Zion beauty for ashes, that means things will remain ugly until vengeance answers. The oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Vengeance is the gateway to that realm. More often than not, the wicked will never give up until vengeance comes down. So today, the wickedness of the wicked over your life and affairs must crash. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. Every effort to get Israel out of Egypt was impossible. But the day vengeance answered was the day they escaped. Today is declared your day of escape. When God came down and killed the firstborn of Egypt, both man and beast, beginning from Pharaoh in the palace to the ones behind the meal grinder, immediately, same night, he called them, now go and serve the Lord as you have said. Today, every gang of hell holding your destiny down will let you go in a haste. Your testimony of vengeance begins today. Your tied down spiritual life is released today. Your head bound business and career is untied today. Your molested health is restored today. Every arrow of the wicked shot against you returns back to sender today. In the name of Jesus. You know, by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet was he preserved. Now, by the prophetic anointing upon my life, anyone that won't let you go today goes down for you now. Anyone that won't let you go today goes down for you now. Anyone that won't let you go today goes down for you now. In the name of Jesus. Amen. It's our redemptive right to invoke vengeance. Please listen to me. In Psalm 94, verse 1 to 5, O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. It was the heart cry of David in prayers. Amen. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they speak hard things and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves, we are there? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thy inheritance. They slay the widow and the stranger and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the Most High consider it. Ours is to invoke the vengeance. God's duty is to confirm it. What you don't invoke, God cannot command, cannot confirm. If you will say to this mountain, be thou removed, cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, but shall believe that things you say will come to pass, you shall have whatsoever you say. I am the Lord that confirmed the words of my servant and performed the counsels of my messengers. Isaiah 44 and verse 26. God cannot confirm what you will not say. We saw that in the life of Paul, who looked steadfastly, being filled with the Holy Ghost, and set his eyes on Elymas. O thou, full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And he said, and now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind for a season, not seeing the sun. And immediately there came upon him a mist and a darkness. And that was it. He went blind on the spot. He declared it, and God confirmed it. Whatever you declare against the camp of your enemy today shall be confirmed. Let me hear you say with confidence, enough is enough. Say it assertively, enough is enough. Look at that subject of concern and say it to it with all confidence, enough is enough. That statement is sealed in heaven. Your eye shall not see that evil again. One more time, fix your eyes on that thing and say, no, enough is enough. Whosoever the Son of God shall set free shall be free indeed. Enough is enough. No. No more place for you around my life. Enough is enough. Somebody is saying that with all confidence. Somebody's speaking at it. Somebody's speaking at it. Somebody's breaking it down. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. We must invoke it for God to confirm it. The vengeance of the Lord is upon you now. Enough is enough. I'm going free today from your siege. Enough is enough. That generational curse is visited by vengeance today. Enough is enough. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus Christ, just as we round up, please recognize that God curses. I will bless them that bless thee, and him that curses you, I will curse. Genesis 12:3. Jesus Christ curses. The fig tree which thou causest is withered away. Mark 11:21. I never said I didn't cause it. He did. Everything that mocks your life is entitled to a curse. For the two children came around and mocking Elisha, and he turned back and cursed them in the name of the Lord. And two she-bears came out of the woods and ate 42 of them. Everything mocking you is entitled to a curse. Therefore, the source of the mockeries of your life is visited by vengeance today. Some fellows have said you never carry your children over their dead body. They are declared dead now. Some have said you never settle down in your marriage. God's vengeance visits their camp now. Oh, you have gone to school, you have performed excellently, but let's see how you make your way through life. Whatever is blocking your career from making money is visited by vengeance today. In the name of Jesus Christ. The good news is, as you transfer your battle to God, you just be watching as a spectator. But no more loss. No more stagnation. No more frustration. No more confusion. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. So God causes, Jesus causes, the Holy Ghost causes. So you're invoking a cause is just relating with your root. You mustn't let any devil go. Goliath caused David by his cause, and David gave it back to him. And the greater cause swallowed up the lesser one. Now, the cause from your mouth, seated in heavenly place with Christ Jesus, will swallow up every other cause on this earth. The battle is over. Amen. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Amen. Also, today is our covenant day. Today is our special monthly communion service. Every second Sunday of every month in our churches worldwide is our special communion service. And the purpose of the Holy Communion is to empower the believers to live like Christ. To live like Christ. To be spiritually robust like Christ. To be spiritually sound like Christ. To be intellectually sound like Christ. What wisdom is this? To be physically sound like Christ. There was no breakdown once recorded in his life. As the living Father has sent me, and I live like the Father, so he that eateth me shall live like me. John 6 and verse 57. So we partake of the communion to live like him. John 14:9, whosoever has sent me has sent the Father. So we partake of the communion to live like him. So whosoever has sent us has sent Christ. That means the communion is to terminate whatever is unlike Christ in our lives. Can you find defilement in Christ? So as you partake of this communion, everything that defies departs from your life. Can Christ ever suffer memory loss? And be dumb? And fail exams? No. Rejected in interviews? No. Deprived of promotion? No. Whatever you can't imagine happen to Jesus comes to an end in your life today. Can Christ be involved in a motor accident? No. In a boat hazard? The last accident you knew is the last you ever know in your life. Can you imagine Christ being chased about in his sleep? Can you imagine Christ being pursued by witches? Being assaulted by occultic powers? Can you imagine strange objects moving around the body of Christ? Can you imagine Jesus afflicted with incurable disease? Can you imagine Jesus being hospitalized? Now, don't get me wrong, there is nothing wrong in getting down to the hospital for attention. But you need to be sick to need it. Today marks the end of every assault of sickness and disease in your life. So the Holy Communion is ordained to empower believers to live like Jesus. I therefore decree that everything that makes Christ Christ will begin to manifest in everyone's life from now. Every unwanted habit will drop out of someone's life today. Everything you hate to do and you are being forced to do it, the hold is broken off your life today. For they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Somebody got saved in one of our rural churches, and he was a drunk, a notorious drunk. They had to call the town crier, the village crier, to cry around the village that nobody should sell alcohol to this man or that person will be a criminal. But he stepped into church, gave his life to Christ, and the taste for alcohol died. It became a public testimony in town. For the first time, he was living a dignified life. Sir, as you partake of this communion, every unwanted habit in your life disappears as if it never existed. Lift up your right hand. Give God thanks for the world. Give God thanks for the encounter today. Celebrate and magnify him. There is no one like Jesus. Give you glory and praise. If you caught any word, give God thanks for it. If anything came true to you, give God thanks for it. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. Very quickly, before we get into the downs and partaking of the Holy Communion, please know that Jesus never served the communion to the multitudes. He served it only to his disciples. That means when one is born again, is not eligible to partake of the communion, particularly if he desires any result from it. Today, you want to turn your life over to Christ, I'll be glad to pray with you. And then you become a bona fide partaker of the table of the Lord and enjoy all the blessings that accrue to us. Amen. Secondly, only the living, he shall praise thee as I do this day. The dead cannot praise him. Only the living can praise him. And whosoever has the Son of God has life. Whosoever has not the Son of God has not life. 1 John 5:12. So it takes being born again to offer acceptable praise unto God. But much more importantly, only redemption guarantees access to heaven. You want to enjoy eternity with Christ, you must be born again. No alternative. You must be born again. Now you are here this morning, you want to surrender your life to Christ, please stand to your feet where you are now. I pray for you there. You want your sins to be forgiven this morning, please stand to your feet. You want your name to be written in the book of life, please stand to your feet. This is one day you will live to remember in your life. God bless you. God bless somebody else is standing or wherever you are. Stand to your feet. I've been praying for you right there. And Jesus will save your soul. Hallelujah. Secondly, there are people that need to rededicate their life to Christ today. You see a broken branch of a tree. It looks very green. It's a matter of time. It's dead. Except it's regrafted quickly. It's dead. So wherever you are, you want to rededicate your life to Christ, please stand to your feet. I'll pray with you. At the same time, stand to your feet. You want to rededicate your life to Christ today, please stand to your feet. God bless you. Stand to your feet. God bless you. Stand to your feet. Now, all of us who are standing both in the first and second call, please move to the nearest aisle to where you are. I pray for you on that spot. The officials are beckoning to you right now. Please move on there. I pray for you on that spot. Thank you, Jesus. Do that quickly. How many are set to give God the greatest dance of their life today? How many are set to invoke vengeance through their praise today? How many are set to experience a turnaround through their praise today? That's what we have. You are returning with that package in the name of Jesus. You are returning with that package in the name of Jesus. You are returning with that package. Everybody standing for these prayers, please bow your heads in a moment. Lift up your right hand to heaven. You may complete your form later on. And pray this prayer after me from the depth of your heart. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you today. Forgive me all my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again, that I may be justified. Right now, I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. And I believe my sins are now forgiven. I'm now restored back to the faith. I am saved. I'm born again. I'm now a child of God. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. I will serve you till the end of time. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Keep your hands up as I pray. Father, I pray over these precious souls. Your grace has brought them in. Let the same grace preserve them. I cover each of you with the blood of Jesus. No force will draw you back from following Christ. You will not stumble in the way. You will make it to the end. Grace to live the overcomer's life is imparted upon your life today. And I pray you make heaven at the end of the day. In Jesus' precious name. Congratulations, congratulations. Church, give the Lord a big hand for them. Give the Lord a big hand for them. Amen. Please complete those forms and pass them over to those church officials around with you, and we'll be in touch with you. But please make it a date with Jesus tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. at the location we will help you to locate, nearest to where you live. It's 1 hour, 30 minutes only.